on a ship. I don't know another city doing this. Piss was hitting shots. Press was pitching lights out. Now we at the top. We the champs doing damage. We the Boston Red Sox.
Good afternoon and welcome to your Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tom O'Shea. So not a lot of news to talk about. Well, I meant, yeah, some news, yeah, but not quite a lot. All right. So the Red Sox did sign a minor league outfielder, Michael Getzey, to a minor league deal. So know where we're going with that. And then the coaching staff was announced this week. Red Sox, as for the coaching staff for Alex Cora, they will have Alex Cora, the manager. Your bench coach will be Will Venable. Dave Bush as your pitching coach. Tim Hires as your hitting coach. Tom Goodwin as still your first base coach. Third base, Carlos Fabelis. Kevin Walker as your bullpen coach. Peter Fast as assistant hitting coach. The captain as your game planning coordinator, Jason Varitek, will be in that position. And then Ramon Vasquez, Alex Cora's buddy, and the reason probably why Alex Cora got the job back, quality control coach and interpreter. Yeah. It's good that Jason Varitek got a job on the coaching staff, so that's pretty good. Awesome, pretty good. I did kind of want him to be manager. If Alex Cora didn't come through, I kind of want to see Jason Varitek get the job at first. But then I kind of started to think that might not be a good thing. That might not honestly be a good thing if he gets the job. Because if things head south with this 2021 season and stuff like that, and like, or something like in the near future, if he did manage, like if they go on like, yeah, because he would just get booed and tarred and feathered basically by the Red Sox media. People who have cheered him on all these years are now going, "Bow, bow, get out of here, you bum. Get out of here. My nephew, my 3-year-old nephew can manage better than you." Yeah. But in the end, Alex Cora was the right decision for the job. And at least Jason Varitek is now getting coaching experience to the point where he could get a managerial job. Yeah, I don't want to see Varitek like get booed like that. A guy who basically was a fixture here in Boston, and probably the only and one guy who really got famous for sticking his glove in A-Rod's mouth and telling him to take his effing bag and take or shut the F up and take his effing bag to first base when he didn't comply. Here comes the glove in your face, A-Rod. And that basically turned the course and the tide of 2004, which I have the ring on me. I wore it to wore it today, so pretty good. Yeah. No particular reason, just because I just want to wear it. Yeah, part of that, one of the best. So the Hall of Fame ballot was announced for the class of 2021. The 2020 class was not inducted this summer because of COVID. They decided to postpone the summer ceremonies. So it looks like if all goes well this summer, hopefully it does, they'll have a double. So you'll get double the amount of inductee ceremonies, depending on who they are. So the potential, so the original class of 2020 will be inducted with the 2021 class. We got a few Red Sox on this 2021 ballot. Yeah. Let's see. Get the ballot. All right. So here we are. Let's see. Roger Clemens. Let's see. Manny Ramirez. Curt Schilling. Shane Victorino, first timer. And Billy Wagner. Yeah, remember him? He used to be, what's your little bit? as a relief pitcher. Yeah. Did not know that. So good. Hopefully they get in. I hope Curt Schilling gets in. He should get in this year. He really should. Credit where it's due. He did not say some good things on Twitter, and he kind of does need to shut the bleep up. But, yeah, at the same time, you're there to vote him in because he had a good MLB career, not because he's a good person or his character. Yeah, screw that. If, yeah, as I said, I was listening to Starting Nine on the way to on the way or today or on today, yeah, during today, and they were talking about how basically how Curt Schilling, the whole Hall of Fame ballot, and if that was the case, if they voted on character into the Hall of Fame, the doors would be shut. I mean, seriously, there have been people who have been voted into the Hall of Fame in the past who have been white beaters, racists, worse people than what Curt Schilling's doing, and murderers. Yeah. I just hate those people. Just, we need to keep the game pure.
It was never pure like this back in my day.
Even way back then, people were sharpening their spikes and doing stuff like, yeah, doing weird stuff. They were racist and... Seriously. Screw the character. Vote the man in because he had a great Hall of Fame baseball career. Yeah. Vote him in. It's about time. Yeah, really. All right, they won't let... They're playing up. Curt Schilling not get in, but they'll think about letting Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds in. Guys who have done worse things than what Roger Clemens or Curt Schilling's doing. Unreal. I would not have mind seeing Roger Clemens in, another Red Sox in there, but still. Yeah, the dude took steroids. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I feel like he's more repentant than what Barry Bonds is now. I feel like Roger Clemens is more repentant now in. But we'll find out when is election day for the Hall of Fame. Yeah. All right. Baseball Hall of Fame. Fame. 2021. Election. Election day. Come on. Show us. All right. When do they vote? All right. So. Yeah. Come on. Show us. Show us the teeth, God. It's not that hard. Okay, I have no time to read this stupid goal. All right, here we are. Tuesday, January the 26th on MLB Network. At what time? I don't know. So, yeah, so as usual, you have to have 75% of the ballot or have 75% votes to get in. So you have to have that number. Submitted ballots, yeah. And I really do hate some of the baseball writers who, like, usually a lot of them just cross two people or check two people off and don't really consider. Yeah, there's a whole another list of people, Hall of Fame potential candidates that you could have in. So those are the Red Sox candidates. Let's see who else is on here on this Hall of Fame ballot. All right, you got Bobby Abreu. Barry Bonds, Mark Burley, first time getter, AJ Burnett, a first timer, Roger Clemens, yeah, or you know what, screw it. All right, we'll go over the list. Michael Gudyer, Dan Heron, LaTroy Hopkins, Todd Helton. So Gudyer, Heron, and Hopkins were all first time ballot. Tim Hudson, a first-timer. Torrey Hunter, a first-timer. Andrew Jones. Jeff Kent. Andy Pettit. Aramis Ramirez, first-timer. Manny Ramirez. Scott Rowland. Curt Schilling, Gary Sheffield, Sammy Sosa, Nick Swisher, first-timer, Shane Victorino, first-timer, Omar Vizquel, a first-timer, he should get in. Yeah, he should get in. A lot of people have been saying they he should get in. Billy Wagner and Barry Zito, first-timer. So that is your ballot for 2021. Hopefully we can vote them all in, but that's not really how it works. Yeah. Not how it works, unfortunately. Yes, all of them deserve to be in, but that's not how it works. Some of this voting. Yeah, you gotta have 75% of the vote. Or 75% of the voters, yeah. Or something like that, yeah. All right. What else? Red Sox made some roster moves. So to their 40-man roster, let's go over them. So who got moved up onto the MLB roster, the 40-man roster? All right. So Connor Wong, catcher, he got on. Eduardo Bizardo. These all two of these guys are from AAA. From AA, Hudson Potts, Brian Mata, good, bring him up. Connor Siebold, good. That was the guy we got with the Nick Pivetta and the Phillies trade with for Brandon Workman and Heath Hembry. Then in high single A, it's Jesse Rosario. And then low A, or just A, remember this dude? He used to be our top prospect. And then he kind of fell off the path a little bit and hasn't really been good since then. They were predicting that he would be the next Madison Bumgarner. But that didn't turn out good, as I said. Yeah, you guessed it. Jay Groom, he got put on the 40-man MLB roster. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I was about to say, literally 4 years later, we're putting him on the MLB roster. Makes sense. Okay. Yeah, let's see him give up, like, get raped and get shoveled for yeah. I don't know. Maybe he might improve here. He might maybe turn it on here. We'll see. We'll see what 2020 brings. All right. Who's getting booed off the island or who's getting booed off the roster? I don't really mind these people getting off. In fact, these three people, adios, so long. Yeah, your services will no longer be required here. All right. Kevin Hart has been outright to AAA, so adios. And then designated for assignments are these two pitchers. Matt Hall, so goodbye, Hall Pass, go away. Your Hall Pass will no longer work here. And the man who looks like Greg Maddux, he sure doesn't pitch like Greg Maddux, I can tell you that much. Ryan Weber. Yeah, goodbye. Adios, Webman. Yes. Yeah, get out of here. Goodbye. Tom, you're so mean. I don't care. Yeah, seriously. They did not really help us out a lot pitching-wise. They kind of are probably one of the reasons why 2020 stunk so much. Yeah. But I am kind of excited to see someone like Connor Wong maybe on the roster, what he could do. Siebold, I kind of want to see him. I want to see him how he pitches. A little excited to see Jay Groom and Hudson Potts and Brian Mata. That could be an option for a starting rotation spot if something like Chris Sale doesn't come back or we don't sign anybody as a starting pitcher. That could be an option too. Brian Mata. Yeah, two rookie pitchers. You got, let's see, Erod, he'll be back for opening day. Evaldi. Probably maybe Nick Pivetta. I'm not really sure. We got two people out. Three people out. All right. We got Tanner Houck. As in Brian Mata. Okay. Yeah. Maybe, Nick Pivetta, he pitched really good in the last game or when he pitched on, last game of, 2020. So he pitched really good or the couple of starts that he's had. So I wouldn't mind having him as a starter or a starter. All right, Nick Pivetta. So, yeah, here we go. So, go over it again. Erod, Evaldi, Tanner Houck, Brian Mata, and Nick Pivetta would be my starting rotation if something like Chris Sale doesn't come back for the start of opening day, or we don't sign anybody. Hopefully we sign somebody. We cleared our entire payroll. We basically got under the luxury tax. There's no reason why we can't go out and make some big time moves this offseason. There's no way. There's no excuse. There's no reason why we shouldn't. But time will tell. The offseason will tell. When does free agency start for MLB? When's the actual starting time or starting date? Because I know NBA free agency started this weekend on Friday. Celtics made a couple of moves. They did let Gordon Hayward get away. So he's gone. Bye-bye. He's going to Charlotte. They were going to make a sign-and-trade deal to Indiana to send him back home, but it fell through. Yeah, didn't work. All right. 2021. Oh, no. January? What? No, go up. What is this? So I'm guessing December the 6th, winter meetings. But what they're going to do for winter meetings, they won't have the actual face-to-face in-person meetings, but they'll do it via Zoom. That's just weird. That's how 2020 has become. Oh, no. We're not going to meet for Thanksgiving this weekend since Thanksgiving is going to be this week. No, we're going to just have it by Zoom. Yeah. I know my family, my intermediate family, like my mom, dad, sister, and brothers. I have a brother-in-law. I also call him a brother. He's still part of my family. And my nephews will all get together. Extended family. Not really. Not this year. That's kind of the thing. I don't even know. We're going to do Zoom. I don't know. Yeah. This is how 2020, in our state, our governor is so weird. Our governor is just, Here's the thing about our governor in Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, as we call Jelly Bean. He is a douche. Hate him. Screw him. Yeah. Yeah, he is really being a butt about this whole, lockdowns and stuff like that. He is really being a butt about it. Oh, he'll make us stay indoors and not celebrate Thanksgiving, but he'll take his family down to Florida and celebrate down there. Screw him. I said it. You know what? I do not like my governor. Even people in my own, in this state, Democrat and Republican, hate the dude. Hate him. But I could say the same to Massachusetts governor and a few other states too. Yeah. This is not how this holiday season has to be. COVID or no COVID. Let's just celebrate. Let's just be together. All right. I don't know. All right. So we're going to take a break and then come back. And we're going to talk about a little bit of something that I'm really doing off the side. Since 2021 is going to be the 120th anniversary of the inaugural season of the Boston Red Sox, we're going to do a little something a little different that I've been working on the past couple of months. So don't go anywhere. All right, we are back to wrap up the show. But before we wrap up the show, so this season coming up, 2021, will be, if I'm correct, the 120th season of the Boston Red Sox. So a season that started in 1901. Yes, 1901. It wasn't 1908. Get it right. Look on a baseball reference. It started in 1901. And, at the time, this is where people get it all confused. At the time when they first started, they were called the Boston Americans, or a few other names too, but mostly the Boston Americans. They didn't change their name to the Red Sox until 1908. So that 1903 World Series does count. So put it on our, because it belonged to the same franchise.
Yeah, I just hate those people that say, well, you know, so they didn't win it in a certain city or had a different name, they really shouldn't count that as total. Shut up. Shut up. It still happened. Jeez. And it's still part of that franchise. Get it right. Idiot.
I'm an idiot because I have an opinion.
No, you're an idiot because you don't get your facts right. Facts and opinions are two totally different things. All right, we're getting off track. All right, so basically, so the inaugural season was 1901. So we decided to do, a little something. I think I started this way back in, I say like June, July, during like when there was really anything else going on. So I decided, what if I go on Baseball Reference, because they all got every stat, even the game results and stats from the whole Boston Red Sox and every MLB team and every sports franchise, basically from their inception as a team to the present. So I thought, and there's a lot of options on there too. Like you can like characterize them too as like how many wins they had and stuff like that. So I thought probably to mix it up a little bit, what if I rank them from how many wins they've had or like each of the 100, so like the seasons from 1901 to 2020, ranked them of how many wins they've had. Well, we already know who does have that as a 2018 team, 108 wins. So yeah, so I did that from either from ranked them from like the best team or the team with the most wins, the 2018 Red Sox with 108 wins. I'm just going down the list of who like from first to worst, and so I'm guessing who has the least amount of wins. I'm guessing the 2020 team, but that's kind of a little bit of a season, like a half season, a little bit maybe because of COVID. It still kind of counts, but in the record books, but in our minds, yeah, it's a little bit of an asterisk season, yeah, because of COVID, and it wasn't really a full season, yeah, but it still happened. The title should count. Whoever wins it. All right, so yeah. So yeah, that's what we're doing. I think right now I'm on the 1917 team. So let's see. Hold on, I can't believe that my Windows like closed everything out and just basically just took everything away. Right, I have to start all over. Yeah. Well, the tabs and stuff like that. They got rid of all the tabs. Usually when I log off my computer, I usually I usually log back on, all the tabs are still there. Like nothing has changed. And now recently, yeah, it's not really doing that. Like it doesn't really do that. Like it basically refreshes or like basically goes back to that one tab, and that really stinks. All my hard work, all those tabs for nothing. All right. So here we are. We have done so far from number one, the 2018 team, the 1912 team, the 1946 team, the 1915 team, 1978, 2004, 2013, 1977, 2007, 1949, 1948, 2009, 2008, 2005, 2003, 1986, 1975, 1904, 1999, 1950, 2017, 2016, 2002, 1942, 1998, 1967, 1979, 1916, 1915, or 1914, 1903, 2011, and now we're on 1917. And they have had a record of 90, 62, and 5. Yeah. All right, so let's see. Yeah, we're just moving right along based on wins. Yeah, we're using how many wins they have had in a season. That's what we're doing. Kind of what we're doing. So it's kind of a great move. I'm not sure if we'll get it done by 2021, but I felt like maybe we could probably start something. Depends. I don't know. We'll keep on doing it. Yeah, kind of a little fun little thing. Just look at back at all some of these seasons, great and not so great seasons in Red Sox history. In their 120th season. Yeah, we're all getting these stats from baseballreference.com. So, yeah, We usually get all of our stats from baseballreference.com because, A, I'm not going on Wikipedia because usually Wikipedia is crap. Like, their stats aren't really, yeah. So, yeah, sport or baseballreference.com, that's where you should go to get your baseball stats or even baseball or sports stats whatsoever. So you could do that. Yeah, much credible than Wikipedia. All right. So not a lot of news to talk about. Just kind of a dog day kind of week. Nothing a lot going on. Free agency doesn't really start. Thanksgiving is this weekend. As I said, it's going to be a lot different this year with COVID. And doggone governors trying to shut us all down. Yeah. They're already starting to shut down bars and schools again here in Illinois. Yeah. Well, here in Illinois for schools, teachers would still like have the option of either teach from home or teach at school. So do remote learning. Well, it's like kind of like visual or virtual learning and stuff like that. But the kids aren't there anymore. Yeah. So gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. That's all I got. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for giving this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. So we have tried to get back on the Twitter page for the show. And then when I got logged on, I thought, oh, we're back on. All right. Guess who's back on Twitter. But then when I went to go on another, like one of, on my actual Twitter page and came right back to the Twitter page for this show, I got a notification or a little like screen popped up saying, error, this account has been suspended. And then, yeah, I went to like the information, but I thought, why did I get suspended for? What did I do? I don't think I was that bad. I mean, seriously, apart from some of the Twitter handles and Twitter trolls I've seen, I'm kind of doing a lot better. All right. So then, to cut a long story short, I went to like the help or complaints, customer support. I put in an appeal and probably see what that appeal goes in the near future. Hopefully it goes through because this is injustice. I don't think I'm that bad. I don't think I do that are as that bad on Twitter. I mean, seriously, this is just Twitter. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Figure it out, Twitter. Yeah, not everybody on there is a freaking troll. All right. So subscribe, rate, and review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. Follow me on Twitter for now until we get this whole Twitter thing settled out. Follow me on Twitter at junkyarddog_92. We'll have that in the details of the episode. And send me a DM if you want that read at the end of every episode. We don't have any DMs this week. Yeah. So just to put it out there. So follow the show on Instagram at Sox Illinois, and then send us DMs through that social media platform. And if you want to have a DM read at the end of every episode, all right. And then follow the show on Spotify, Apple. Hold on. All right, Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast from. Doesn't matter to us. And with that being said, I believe that would about do it for this week. All right. Sorry for a short week. There's just not a lot going on baseball-wise. All right. See you guys next week. Mañana.
Thank you.
Yeah.